Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. It is Monday, a much more comfortable weather-wise Monday for us. 81 degrees out there. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate. On today's program, with thousands of malware programs out there, why did the FBI get involved in the DNS changer malware case, which led to several hundred thousand unable to get online today? I'll ask an internet security expert later in the hour. And the black unemployment rate in Detroit, the fourth highest of any U.S. metro area last year, down from the highest rate the year before. How does that compare to the white unemployment rate? And what, if anything, can be done to confront this problem? We'll find out. But first, the Michigan Alliance for Prosperity, a group with close ties to the Tea Party movement, today submitting signatures for a ballot proposal requiring a two-thirds majority vote in the legislature to pass a tax increase. While the group was not available to talk about the proposal today, Jessica Tramontana, Communications Director for Progress Michigan, joins me now to give me her organization's perspective on this proposal. Jessica, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, how would you compare Progress Michigan to the Tea Party movement? Do the two of you have anything in common at all?
I would say we're on the far opposite end of the spectrum. So Progress Michigan, for a little bit of backstory, is a nonprofit, and we're a citizen watchdog group. So we're really committed to educating people about voter rights or making sure they're aware of different, you know, I guess things just exactly like this. And this is a really alarming potential amendment for the Constitution, because it's just yet another veiled assault on Michigan's working families. And I think it's very unfortunate, because it's being coined as something completely differently than what it is.
Well, your executive director released a statement saying that this campaign is a full-throated assault, as you're saying, on Michigan's working families. But Governor Snyder, who also doesn't support it, simply said, quote, "I don't think that's really required." That sounds like two very different takes on a proposal like this. How much of a serious assault on working families is this, and why do you describe it as such?
Well, we would describe it that way because this is simply an extreme Tea Party proposal, and what it would do is it would hamstring future legislatures. So it would not allow them to, in any capacity, raise revenue for, you know, very necessary programs. For instance, we're talking education, roads, public safety. This is very basic stuff. However, it would make it extremely difficult and hamstring these legislators and make it unable for them to fund things. I mean, nobody wants higher taxes. You know, no one is a proponent of higher taxes. However, in an economic downturn, this would allow a very small minority of legislators to stand in the way of generating more revenue for the state.
But aren't there other states that do have this kind of two-thirds requirement? And doesn't it just mean that when there is a need for a tax increase, it has to be essential for that majority to be put together rather than something that a simple majority agrees with?
I think that that's the way that the Tea Party is spinning it. However, I think what is going to happen is right now we're looking at we have absolutely no revenue. And so not only are we cutting programs, but we're getting less revenue. So, for instance, revenue is falling. In the past 12 years, we're talking total collections remain below what they were. We're talking $6 billion below what we're supposed to be. And Michigan businesses, for instance, their taxes are at their lowest level in decades. So the state has less money to work with, yet they're giving out more business cuts, you know, and instead they're putting that on the backs of working families, and that's really unfortunate. You know, I don't think families should have to bear the brunt of these things.
I'm talking to Jessica Tramontana, the communication director for Progress Michigan. Now, wouldn't a proposal like this, wouldn't a law like this potentially have blocked the this pension tax that went through last year?
You know, I'm not sure this is necessarily connected, because that was more, I think what has happened in the state, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily grasp this, is Michigan businesses have a massive tax cut, whereas they have hiked up taxes on families and individuals because they have lost tax credits, tax exemptions, and deductions, and those are the types of things that benefit families. So it, one of those exemptions would have been the senior pension tax. But you could argue that would fall under that veil. However, I think this is going to force future legislators to cut services and cut funding to schools. And I really think they're going to put the brunt of increased taxes maybe on local municipalities. And basically what you're going to do is they're going to need to replace that funding on some level. So you could basically shift the tax burden from the state level to the local level, and you're going to put that burden, again, on middle-class families.
In a sense of you're arguing against this idea of raising the bar on actually allowing the raising of taxes, aren't you saying that in some ways you think that we should have some increase in taxes? And if so, where would that be?
You know what? I'm not advocating raising taxes. Again, nobody wants higher taxes. But what I'm trying to say is that taking away the ability to raise taxes doesn't solve the problems our state's facing, because we're still going to need to fund basic services, and there's not enough money to do that.
The signatures for these proposals, they need over 300,000. They got quite a few more than that, right?
I heard they have a ballpark 600,000. I'm not sure if you've walked downtown Lansing, but I'm pretty sure anyone who has been in downtown Lansing in the last couple of weeks has encountered these petitioners who are paid by per signature to collect signatures. I've been approached by several of them myself who said, "I get a dollar per signature. Can you sign this for me, please?" And when I tell them what it is and refuse to sign, you know, I think even the people who are collecting the signatures aren't even that necessarily aware or educated of what's going on through no fault of their own. But there's a lot of money behind this to fund $1 per signature, especially when you're talking about $600,000 signatures. Now, some of those might not be valid, but you're still talking about a serious chunk of change. And that money is out there for a reason, and that's because big, you know, party CEOs like the Koch brothers, they're the ones who are funding these types of amendments for the Constitution. And, you know, the Koch brothers and their needs should never outweigh Michigan's seniors or students or working families.
But in some ways, there is a populist message here in the sense that it's saying, you know, we want to make it harder for these state lawmakers to raise your taxes. Is that not the case? And I mean, do you not think that in some ways this could play into the sentiment in Michigan, which, you know, obviously we're having our own economic struggles, that people don't want to see their taxes raised at all?
I can understand the sentiment that people don't want their taxes raised, and nobody does. I don't myself, but I think that it should be up to the majority, not a super majority, but the majority of what's best decided for Michigan residents.
Other states that have this two-thirds majority, right? We do have other states in the union that have this law in place right now, right?
You know, I'm not saying that other states do not have this, but I'm not sure which ones do.
And so, in a sense, though, this doesn't bar the increase of taxes. It makes it more difficult. Do you know if does the ballot include then all taxes across the board, or does it exempt certain types of taxes?
No, I'm not sure what types of taxes it includes, but, you know, I think that we have to look at the fact that we've had a lot of cuts to current programs. We're talking for our fiscal budget in the year 2012, we had $1.5 billion that was cut, and we're talking massive cuts to K-12 education, a 15% cut to colleges and universities, a 4% cut to community colleges. So when you're talking those types of numbers for really important programs that the state helps fund for all Michigan residents, I think that, you know, there's really, it calls into question a lot of the priorities or the lack thereof.
Finally, in terms of the larger picture, Progress Michigan, looking at the cuts we've seen to programs, I mean, does Progress Michigan support pursuing ways to increase revenue that include potentially raising some taxes?
You know, I don't think we or anybody else is a proponent of raising taxes, but I think that you need a counter. Michigan businesses received a massive, you're talking big corporations that got a massive tax break, and it's balanced on the backs of Michigan families. So I would advocate that that's extremely unfair. You know, there's absolutely no proof of job creation, but yet that big business tax break was given to provide for more jobs. But again, there are no clawbacks in the legislation to make sure that they provide those types of jobs. I think everyone needs accountability in government, and I think people are yearning for more of that.
One last thing. You said those that were collecting signatures were being paid per signature. Is that a legal thing to do?
My understanding is that it is a legal thing to do, but I'm not an expert in petition gathering. That might be something, a question for the Board of Canvassers or something like that. But, you know, that was purely my own experience from talking to an individual on the street who told me you paid $1 per signature.
But again, that proves
there's money behind it.
Well, I was going to ask you how much. That's an incentive, $1 per signature. Have you ever heard of this kind of approach being taken before on a ballot proposal, a signature campaign?
You know, I have. I couldn't cite specific campaigns, but when you're talking about 600,000 signatures that were turned in, you're talking about a serious chunk of change that's behind this. And I think that people have to dig a little bit beyond the surface to figure out what the ethos or the mentality is for doing that. And I think that big corporations stand the opportunity to save more money, and I think that's why they're doing it.
Well, hopefully we'll have the Michigan Alliance for Prosperity on the program tomorrow to get their view on the proposal. Certainly I'll ask them about this dollar per signature approach. Jessica Tramontana, Communications Director for Progress Michigan. Jessica, thanks for joining us on WILS.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back to talk about this new report finding that Detroit has the fourth highest black unemployment rate in the country. That's actually good news, believe it or not. We'll discuss that next. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.